听我说吧，
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 听我说吧。
Speak my language.
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 You're listening to Speak My Language, a radio documentary series presented by Yarrow Intergenerational Society for Justice. I'm Rachel Lau, coordinator of the Speak My Language project. The radio doc you're about to hear is Never Too Old, produced by Emily Sang.
Ambulance. AMURALANS.
That was Lai Popo recounting what she learned in her English class with me. She attends weekly English lessons at the Vancouver Second Mile Society in Strathcona. This week, they were learning vocabulary that they would need during 911 calls, like fire, ambulance, and police. We are sitting on Lai Popo's orange couch in the living room of her apartment, which she shares with her husband. Her friends have just left after a few short rounds of mahjong, and she is waiting for her physiotherapist to attend a home visit. Her apartment is very spacious, with an open concept kitchen, and their rice cooker, crock pot, and bread maker permanently live on their countertop. And scattered on the walls of her living room, there are iconic red and gold monthly calendars from local Chinese businesses in Vancouver, and red vertical banners with festive Chinese sayings in shiny gold calligraphy left over from Lunar New Year celebrations.
L-I is my last name. Last name is my name.
She also goes by Amy, and in this story, we will be calling her Lai Po Po, because in Cantonese, Paw Paw is an affectionate term that we use for elderly women, which also means maternal grandmother. Lai Paw Paw is a petite lady with short gray curly hair and an infectious smile. She is wearing a bright purple cardigan and a light purple long sleeve shirt, an outfit that reminded me of the clothes that my own grandmother used to wear in Hong Kong. And before I forget to introduce myself, my name is Emily, spelt E-M-I-L-Y, and my Cantonese name is Wing Yu. I met Lai Popo a few years ago when I was volunteering at weekly meetings for Chinese seniors in Chinatown, but this is the first time I've been to her home. She told me that she has lived in this apartment for 6 years, and she knows this because she kept the calendar of the year that she moved in to commemorate the occasion. Having the months of the year on the calendar is also useful when she's booking medical appointments. She really likes the neighborhood because there are many activities for her to do as a Chinese senior, including English lessons, which she has been attending for about a year now, and has been a dream of hers to learn English ever since she immigrated to Canada 2 decades ago. Besides English classes, Lai Po Po is also very active in the Strathcona and Chinatown communities. She volunteers in her neighborhood and spends time taking Qi Gong and computer classes with local organizations. She is quick to say yes when she hears of new opportunities and classes because she wants to learn as much as she can while she's still able to get around on her own. She said staying occupied with all these activities will keep her mind and body healthy, since she'll be out making new friends rather than sitting at home staring at her four walls and having her mind drift off to thoughts and memories that she doesn't want to revisit.
Yao
The 6 years that she has lived in the neighborhood have just flown by. And through local youth-run organizations, she has been interacting with more young people, and that has brought a lot of joy and laughter into her life. Lei Popo recalls an opportunity to learn English not too long after she arrived in Vancouver. She even paid for her textbooks. But her family did not support the idea because they felt that she was too old to learn. For Lei Popo, age is just a number, and actually one of the main motivators behind her strong desire to learn English. She wanted to maintain some independence in her daily life and to keep herself busy as she adjusted to her new life in this new country with her children and grandchildren. Her efforts have been paying off, and she was able to buy apple cider vinegar and a lint roller by herself at a store in the neighborhood completely in English with just some simple vocabulary.
Lula, apple vinegar.
But the vocabulary that she has been building has proven to be useful beyond the grocery store. As she and her husband are both approaching their late 80s, they are facing more health issues and have found themselves needing to access medical services more often. Hospitals can be confusing places. Even as someone who can read the English signs, I often get overwhelmed by all of the information, the arrows and the colored lines when I'm trying to find my way in the hospital buildings. The thing is, even if someone had stopped to help her, Lei Popo would not understand the English directions, so there would be lots of gestures and pointing involved in order to get her to the place that she was heading to. But there was that one time, she told me proudly, when she accompanied her husband to St. Paul's Hospital for a cardiologist appointment, and she knew exactly where to go. How? She found it simply by knowing the word heart. But while she is able to navigate through hospital hallways to the appointment on her own sometimes, she faces another challenge when she arrives at the reception desk. Checking in with the medical staff with her name and address can be difficult. She has resolved this by having it written down on a piece of paper that she keeps in her wallet. It gets more complicated, though, when they start asking her questions about her medical history, such as previous surgeries, anesthesia, or allergies to medication. The number of hurdles that Lei Popo has to jump through before she even sees the doctor is astonishing. In a few weeks, her husband will be undergoing an abdominal hernia repair surgery. This is not his first time undergoing this procedure, but Lei Popo is still very concerned. As she watches him in discomfort each day, the stress has been affecting her sleep and appetite. She told me that her clothes feel looser now, and that she has also been frantically looking for someone to help with the language interpretation for the day of the surgery. She worried that they would need to reschedule if she was unable to find someone to help. They have been waiting for months already, and she doesn't know if he can tolerate another few months of discomfort in the case that the lack of language support causes a delay. At this point, you may be wondering if Lai Po Po has family in Vancouver. And if she does, why doesn't she ask her family for help? To answer your question, yes, she does have family who live in Vancouver, but she doesn't feel that she can rely on them for help. Since her family immigrated together in the early 2000s, the range of English levels vary widely, and medical terminology is difficult to translate between Cantonese and English, even if a person is able to speak both. I know that I often struggle with finding the correct vocabulary in either language when I accompany Chinese seniors or my own family members to doctor's appointments. Sometimes I would know a condition in Cantonese but not in English, and vice versa. She tells me that her sons have to work during the day and that her grandson has just started university. She is worried that she would get in the way of his studies if she reached out for help. Hence, she chooses to rely on herself and find her own solutions to these problems. This maintains the family harmony, she says, and everyone is happier. It's a sentiment that I've witnessed again and again among the Chinese seniors in the community. Family dynamics are often difficult to navigate, and it's not always possible for them to ask for the support that they need. There's a saying in Cantonese, yat ga mzi yat ga si, which directly translates to, one family does not know another family's business. Family members may not always get along, or they may not have the time or the resources to care for their elderly. For many seniors, the last thing that they want is to be a burden to their family. When so many responsibilities or expectations are placed on certain members of the family, their relationships can become strained or unhealthy, and it's not sustainable for the long term. Over the past few years, I witnessed the stress that my own family went through as they tried to care for my grandparents through their old age and eventually their final stages of life in Hong Kong. It was tough, because even though people wanted to help, they were not always available to provide the support that was needed due to the other obligations in their own lives. And because I had been living in Vancouver while all of this was happening, I was unable to aid my family in the way that I would have wanted to. These feelings and experiences prompted me to start volunteering a few years ago in Chinatown with Youth for Chinese Seniors, now known as the Yarrow Intergenerational Society for Justice. And over the years, I have accompanied Po Po to appointments, helped them with packing and moving, and at one point helped facilitate their weekly meetings.
So his purpose is in healthy living, daily necessities, he helps us with the old people. Many times, the letters don't know how to read them, and he immediately solves the problem. People need wheelchairs.
Lai Po Po has been accessing Yarrow services for a few years now. Whenever she receives mail that she does not understand, she brings it in for translation. And she's also been able to get help with questions about other medical resources, like wheelchairs. Staff from Yarrow had also accompanied Lai Po Po and her husband to a few different surgeries, including his first abdominal hernia repair. She said that they were very thoughtful and always left ample time for them to settle in before the procedure. She feels very grateful to have this organization in their neighborhood to support them in this way. Aside from solving the practical problems that she faces in her daily life, she says that the youth volunteers and staff treat the seniors like their own grandparents, and it fills her heart with warmth and happiness. Being around young people has been refreshing for her and her elderly friends. She believes that this community is one of the reasons why she has been feeling better in the last few years.
总之出入当阿爷爷咁样，咁啊个心咧就好高兴，所以自己病情咧就喺佢呢啲咁嘅情况影响，好快就恢复翻啦。唔单止佢。So
if Yarrow was able to help Lai Po Po with previous appointments and surgeries, why doesn't she just ask them for help again? Well, she did. But because Yarrow has limited funding for all the services and programs that they run, they rely heavily on their pool of youth volunteers, and it's often tricky to find volunteers for specific appointments. Many of them are students or young professionals who work during the day, which is when most of the appointments and surgeries take place. The number of seniors who reach out to Yarrow has also been increasing over the last couple of years since they are one of the few organizations that provide these services in the neighborhood. Matching seniors to volunteers can also be tricky since they don't always speak the same language. Depending on the region that the senior was originally from, they will most likely speak either Mandarin or Cantonese, and that is something that the coordinators have to take into account when they're looking for volunteers. Luckily, Lai Po Po did find a solution on her own. Because she is so active in the neighborhood, Lai Po Po has built a strong support network, and she was able to ask a friend who she volunteers with to go to the surgery with her and her husband. After weeks of stress, there's finally some good news that will hopefully help Lai Po Po get some sound sleep. But we must acknowledge the underlying systemic issues that are at play. Medical procedures are already scary as they are. Seniors shouldn't have to lose sleep over the added layer of stress of not finding an interpreter to help them navigate through a language that they do not understand while they are trying to take care of their health. Now that Lai Po Po has gotten the help that she needed, what's next for this story? Are we done? Well, there's one more place I want to take you. After listening to Lai Po Po talk so excitedly about her English lessons, don't you want a sneak peek into what it's like to attend one? I do. So I decided to get in touch with her English teacher. The problem was, though, Lai Po Po only told me that she was learning English at Mlengo, which is Cantonese for 509. What on earth is Mlengo? Or should I say, where on earth is Mlengo? Even after spending a few years working and volunteering in Chinatown, I am still learning and constantly intrigued by the landmarks and street numbers that seniors use to navigate their neighborhood. And don't worry, I did solve the mystery of Mlengo. It took some asking around, but I did find out that Mlengo 509 refers to 509 East Hastings, the address of the Vancouver Second Mile Society.
I'm Wanda Ho, and I have been serving at the Vancouver Second Mile Society, which is a senior society operating in Chinatown for 61 years, and I am the project coordinator of the Chinese Outreach Program.
I grew up browsing catalogs from community centers in Vancouver, and there is usually a selection of language classes that they offered, including English. So I always assumed that Lai Po Po attended one of those for Chinese seniors in the Strathcona neighborhood. I was surprised to learn that that wasn't the case. The class at the Vancouver Second Mile Society has only been running for a grand total of 9 months. And the tale of how this English class came to be was quite fascinating.
There was a group of seniors started English class in their own residence, inviting their neighbor to be their teacher. And she is a Hungarian ESL teacher, retired, and she was very happy to engage. But this year, the teacher is not available because she hurt herself. And in the meantime, we see the needs of these Chinese seniors, hoping, you know, to integrate into the Canadian culture and hoping to be able to pick up some language so that they reconnect to their community. So together we apply for the Neighborhood Smart Grant. So this how this English class comes about.
A Po Po initiated English class? That is so cool. I had not expected that. Chinese seniors, like many immigrants, are very resilient and resourceful, as one needs to be when they relocate to a new place. Not only did they organize the classes, they also helped decide on what to include in the curriculum with Wanda.
Mm-hmm. Police.
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 Yeah.
And
So, what kind of things do the Pawpaws want to learn?
Actually, from the very beginning, we asked them, what are some of the subject matters that you want to learn in relation to your daily life or in situations, you know, of emergency? Their participation in class is very important. So if I sense that, you know, they are not interested in what written in the sheet, you know, they will bring out, you know, whatever topics or some of the words that they've heard or some of the words they have questions about, then, you know, they would throw them out and then, you know, we'd deal with those ones at class.
Do they have any specific things that they were very keen on learning?
Anything related to medical conditions or emergency, like fire, police, getting ambulance, how to get help, getting on and off, you know, transportation, public transportation, how to get in and out of the airport, because some of them, they do travel back to China or sometimes go visit their children in the States. Yeah. So these are the common things that they would be interested in knowing because, you know, they are the user.
Another interesting aspect, and maybe it's considered an added challenge about these English classes, is that they are conducted in Mandarin or Cantonese, and not all Chinese seniors fully speak or understand both. They're very respectful and accommodating to make sure that all of their classmates feel included, so they alternate between the two mediums of instruction. Sometimes the seniors even request Wanda to teach in the language that the minority of the class speaks.
We have both Cantonese speakers and Mandarin speakers. And the Mandarin speakers, they will have a little bit of English background. Probably when they're at school, they have learned some basic written English. So they know a little bit about grammar and they know a little bit about pronunciation, but their listening is really poor. But at the same time, the Cantonese are the earlier immigrants, so they are English illiterate. They need a little bit more help. So they listen by sound, and that's how they pick up the language. So even, you know, sometimes we teach them some single word. They will use the Chinese character, you know, to make it sound like the English word so that they will be able to pronounce it if it's useful for them. So that's how they memorize. Yeah. So, it is two very different groups, and their learning habit is quite different.
Regardless of what their mother tongues are and how strong their love for learning English is, one thing is for sure. The seniors are equally, if not more, excited to get out of the classroom to practice what they have learned in the real world. Over the course of the 9 months, Wanda had organized field trips to help them get a better sense of what they were learning.
Because we were talking about money, we were talking about like shopping, and the farmer's market was open. So we thought, oh, okay, you know, be fun, you know, going downtown and then going to the farmer's market. So that was kind of like the first field trip that we did. And then the second one was in July after the Canada Day, and they were learning about Canada. So we went over to Fly Over Canada and we took a flight. So they really had a good time because they'd never been on those mechanical flight. So not having their feet on the ground, they were kind of feeling funny. And then, you know, some sprinkler on their face was really awesome. So they thought the flight was too short. They want more. So that was a really good experience. And they get to really see different part of the countries, the sceneries, the culture, and yeah, how people live. Yeah, so really give them a good overview of what Canada is about, and they feel part of it now.
Yeah. At the end of the day, Chinese seniors are everyday folks who are looking for community in this place where they're often misunderstood because of all of the language barriers that they face. They moved to Canada in hope to find a new life and to build a better future for themselves and their families. Leaving behind their lives in their homelands took a lot of courage, and often immigrants are so busy trying to survive and to make a living in this new context that they often don't get the chance to integrate into this second home that they've worked so hard to build.
Not about the language, but their feelings, feeling fearful in a different culture and not knowing the local practice and not being able to understand, you know, through languages, through words, it brings on stress, and so it will keep away from interacting with the locals. So being in a Canadian context and living in a Chinese neighborhood, it's very easy for them to isolate themselves from the community. And our objective of this Living English class is hoping it will remove that barrier and help them to step out of their culture bubble and start like interacting with the Canadian culture and not to be afraid, you know, to interact with people who are not Chinese speakers and to enjoy, you know, their life here and to have that sense of belonging. So I think it's more about overcoming the feelings and helping them to really integrate into the Canadian culture, understanding, you know, how the Canadian system works.
To finish this episode, I want to bring you to their year-end celebration and graduation.
Congratulations! This is our last class.
恭喜大家,今天是最后一课。Over the past 9 months, they have all worked really hard, and I was fortunate enough to be invited to celebrate this joyous occasion with them.
Emily.
那下午好怎么说?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Emily.
The celebration began with a large white sheet cake with pink frosting flowers, and Lai Popo got the biggest flower because she is the oldest student in her class. The energy and laughter in this room reminded me of all the reasons why I love spending time with seniors in Chinatown so much. The Living English program is one of the limited number of safe spaces for these seniors to socialize and freely express themselves without judgment.
Graduation.
Knowing that this was the last class of the year, some of them were worried that the program would not continue into the new year. Wanda had also prepared certificates to celebrate everyone's completion of the first year of the Living English program. And first up, Lei Popo. She walked up proudly to receive her certificate and to pose for a picture with Wanda. But she did have her complaints. She would have chosen a different outfit if she had known that they were taking photos that day. The other seniors reassured her, Ho Lang Ah, which means very pretty in Cantonese. To end the class, the seniors sang their favorite English song that they had learned that year. And you probably know it too, so come sing along. If you're happy and you know it,
say hello, hello. If you're happy and you know it, say hello, hello.
Congratulations to Lai Popo and the first cohort of the Living English class. You did it! And thank you, listeners, for joining us on this story. My name is Emily Wing Yu, and Dolja Sao Tang.
Say hello! Hello!
You just listened to a radio doc from the Speak My Language series. If you like what you heard, you can learn more about the project and listen to more radio docs at yarosociety.ca/speakmylanguage. That's YARROW, society.ca/speakmylanguage. Special thanks to Alexander B. Kim and CITR 101.9 FM, especially CITR Program Manager Madeline Taylor, for their support and guidance in producing this series. Our theme song is from the album Searching by Respectful Child, courtesy of The Artist. Speak My Language was made possible through the funding of the Government of Canada New Horizons for Seniors program and the City of Vancouver Community Arts Grant. This series was recorded on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. As we continue our work in addressing barriers in the healthcare system, we recognize that this is a shared struggle with Indigenous peoples under the violence enacted by colonial governments.